Telephone.
Live on the air.
Hey everyone, this is RBCP. You're listening to the phone show on Cacti Radio.
I'm Linear. It's best not here again. You can stop listening.
Yeah, everybody, like, I don't know, we should just get it out of the way right now. Everybody in the channel just start whining that Spessa's not here. Like, oh my god, show needs more Spessa. Where'd Spessa go?
Where did Spessa go, Arby?
She's on assignment, actually. She's texted me. She's up in a tree outside of a Cincinnati Bell building. I just got a text, and she says, have bail money ready. That's where Spessa is this week.
This sounds fun.
Spessa in Ohio. So that's all I know. I don't know any details. It's kind of secret.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's the most interesting thing for the show. So pretty much all 25 of you listeners can tune out right now because it's over. But if you want to stick around, the phone number to call is 505-796-4020.
Or phonelosers.org on Skype.
Yep.
What do we have planned for tonight?
Oh, you know, I tried to promote PLA Radio this week. I was out with, believe it or not, I have friends, and we had window paints, and we started writing the phone losers, the PLA Radio, the phone show phone number, like all over the backs of people's windows, along with the words for sale. Like, just driving around Portland, stopping in random parking lots and writing our phone number on there. And when I looked at the pictures later when I was sober, I noticed I wrote down the wrong, like, I transposed some digits.
How do you forget your own number?
It's not my number. It's PLA's number. That's why I have it written on a piece of paper here every time I say it.
Just like a real radio station.
Yeah, right next to the words Party 93.4. I try not to say that anymore, though.
Sometimes we forget.
I'm a huge failure at promoting. I just wanted the angry phone calls from random people. Like, why the fuck are you selling my car?
Spessa told me to give a shout out to her and say, get sober off the narcotics, Spessa.
And out of the tree. Or, I don't know.
So,
are you going to say that?
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, Spessa. It's not going to happen. Is she listening then? Does she just know?
Oh. No, she says she's not listening, but I should do it anyways.
Oh, good. Then
which
I can.
Means she's probably listening.
I can say what I wanted to say then. you had an idea for the show last week. You probably don't remember, but I wrote it down in my notebook.
I did?
Yeah. Linear's idea for the show, end it forever.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
I didn't write it in Google Wave. I just wrote it on a piece of paper.
Well, how was I supposed to remember if you don't use Google Wave?
Sorry.
The most useless of the Google products.
No, that would be Buzz.
Oh, god damn it. The Buzz is...
Wave is the second most useless.
Really outdid themselves with Buzz.
Linear disappeared, I think. I heard a click, and then all the background noise disappeared.
Hello?
Hi.
I don't know what happened. I was talking, and you were just like, Linear disappeared, and then I started working again.
Yeah, somebody was trying to call us, and now they're not trying to call us, so I guess we're just going to go to music for a while until somebody calls us.
Thank God.
All right.
Nobody call us.
Oh,
hope to transpose the phone number again.
Maybe I did when I said it a while ago.
I hope so.
All right, here's this guy calling, but I think for some reason, let me check my notes. Do we want to talk to this guy?
I don't think so.
R2 blend something?
It's random.
Oh.
You know me.
Gotta go.
Yeah. No, I got some funny stories.
No, you can't read to us from a catalog again.
I'm not reading to you from a catalog.
Last week you read about that remote thing, you know, the remote control for TVs, and I actually bought one the next day, so
nice.
Your reading does do some good, I guess.
Yeah. But you didn't believe me about the camera pen. Did you look that up after I...
All right, bye.
It's not that we didn't believe you about the camera pen, it's that we didn't give a shit about the camera pen.
Oh, I need to write down his Skype username and ban it. All right, hold on. Hello.
Oh my God, is this Brad?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the Brad on Cacti Radio?
No, you got the wrong number. I think you dialed 896-4020. It's actually 79.
Okay, bye.
Sorry, bye. Try again. All right, I'm...
You're not phone slamming.
Oh, was that complained about in the chat room?
Obviously. That's better.
Yeah, I've got an awesome new artist to play throughout the entire show, but first I have to play a request from somebody from last week. D2ZG1, I think. He wanted to hear Meat Puppets, so I'm playing the only Meat Puppets song I know. We're interrupting this request song so you can talk, Tombstone.
Oh my God, hi Brad.
Hi.
Hey, faggot. Faggot? Hey.
Yes? Hey,
that would be you, Linear.
I got confused. He cut out a little bit. I want to make sure he said faggot.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, www.bit.ly/minicacti. Check that out.
Okay. What is it?
Huh? It's like a little sculpture website. Like you can send in orders for like stuff like that.
I wonder if I can get like personalized cacti for the show or something.
They probably can. You never know. And it'd be on little beads and stuff like that. You'd probably give them away or something.
Or sell them. I don't give stuff away. That's Spessa. Spessa wants to give stuff away on the show.
Yeah. What is Spessa doing in Ohio?
She's in a tree. That's as much as I know.
Are you at the website, Brad?
Watching Cincinnati Bell Building through a pair of binoculars.
Yo, Brad!
What?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you at the website?
No. I don't have a computer near me.
Oh, that sucks. Well, it's like the shortened link, but it's mochi-minis.blogspot.com. So, you know, you should go check it out.
Okay. I will remember that one.
Yeah.
Because that's an easy word to remember.
Moco Minis. Or Moochie Minis. I don't know how to say it. We'll never change. They just stand there looking backwards at us. Avast, ye mateys! Captain Dan on the tape deck here. Swap the poop deck down the starboard bow. You wanna know why? I'll tell you why after you give me some rum. Here's why. Cause I'm the captain of the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas. I'm the captain of the seven seas. I'm a scurry-billed brass with authority. I'm the captain of the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas. I'm the meanest sea dog that you'll ever see. I pluck the booty from your family tree. I swashbuckle all day, and I don't play. When it comes to pay, stay out of my way. I lost my hat to a homeless man when I plundered all the booty from his garbage can. You scared of Captain Hook, Davy Jones?
Well, since you hung up on me, I have more interesting stuff to say about that remote. Since you don't want to talk about the camera pen, I want to tell you about my remote adventures.
Do you want to just play a game show with us?
A game show?
Yeah.
Sure. It sounds fun.
Okay.
As long as it's not the hang-up game show on the time game.
You'd be the winner.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm striving to be Skunkworks number two. Not really.
That would mean we don't pick up your calls.
Yeah. So, So what is this game show you speak of?
Okay, we had this idea a couple weeks ago, Google Voice ID contest, where, you know, Google Voice transcribes your voicemails.
But yeah, terribly.
It does a bad job. So our game show is, I called my own Google voicemail, the PLA one, with a bunch of movie quotes. I used a movie quote soundboard of popular movie clips. And and you need to identify a movie clip that's transcribed
by Google Voice.
I know a lot of classic movie clips. I assume these are from like Al Pacino, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Robert De Niro soundboards and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. I used to use a lot of soundboards, so I probably will recognize some of them, but depending on how terribly they're messed up, maybe not.
Okay. They're messed up pretty terribly, and I did the best I could. And I haven't listened to these in over a week, so I don't remember what is what. What is what? But here's one that I do recognize. This is a classic. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here's the famous movie quote. And I'm not making this first part up, but it says, "Hi, Roy. Status. Life is not a box itself, but that was elected repair."
I mean, it sounds familiar, but I just, the words are just too different for me to, like, identify it to, like, correspond with any movie quote I've heard.
Do you have any idea?
Can you say it in the way that it's said in the original movie?
Are you thinking you know what it is, Linear? Because Linear doesn't know, listeners.
No, not really. But say it in the way we might hear it in the movie.
I figured that's why you're telling me to say it in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. I don't know it word for word, but... Okay, hi, Roy Status. Life is not a box itself.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Wow, Acid Prez got it.
What you gonna get? Forrest Gump.
Oh, so...
Acid Peds from the IRC room got it.
Holy shit.
Well before you started doing that voice.
Okay, let me play the whole thing so we know exactly what it said.
It's Forrest Gump saying, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get."
Whoa, that's really...
Life was like a box.
I don't know why it's so quiet. Hold on.
My mom always said, "Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get."
So you never know what you're going to get is known as that was elected repair. And my mama always said is high Roy status.
But it's interesting that I got Roy in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, two of these got Roy.
You could have maybe gotten a higher quality recording of it and sent it through a... sound like you put it through a cell phone or something.
Yeah, I think that's when I first started out. I just started calling my Google Voice with my cell phone and holding the speaker up to the mic.
Yeah.
That was a dumb idea. But then I started doing it more professionally near the end.
Yeah. All right. Do you have some more here?
Well, nobody else is calling in, so I guess we have to talk to you. And... See, I don't even know which one this is, so
maybe I'll get lucky.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. And maybe someone in the chat room will get it. Here's the quote. And this is a famous movie quote. "And they said all right and see weekend. He was dog org relations."
if you don't know what that is, like, I don't know. I just that does not ring any bells for me at all.
Okay. Well, you have
first.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, Brad.
What? Who's this?
I be.
It's Tron.
Oh, that's no fun. Well, okay, Tron. Can you decode this? "And they said all right and see weekend. He was .org relations." You get a free sticker if you win, or a free button, or something, or free gerbil.
Yeah, I was on your porch for you.
Okay, you're on my porch. You're stalking me. I get that. Do you know the movie quote?
Fear. You fear, Brad. I'm going to take Glenn or Joe with me. We'll get come up and see you.
That's incorrect. Oh, wait. I have sound effects. Wait. Don't go anywhere. There.
Brad, is it Titanic?
I don't even know. We're gonna play it.
Hello, sir. I am C-3PO, Human Cyborg Relations.
Did you all get that?
I wouldn't have gotten that in years.
What?
You high or something?
You should come to my house during the show and like ruin the show by coming to my house and throwing rocks through the window, because that would totally freak me out while I'm doing the show.
I would come by your house and turn off your TV through the windows.
He said something about a baseball bat. Bye, Tron. You lose. Oh, wait.
Okay, bye.
And hang up sound. Hang up.
Anticlimactic.
Smooth transition.
I have to say and a lot between things.
Yeah. By the way, I think I could one up throwing rocks through your windows. They'll probably mute or turn off your TV through your windows.
That would scare me.
Yeah. I forget how far away Albany is from around the Tigard Beaverton area where I live.
Like an hour.
Well, if I was a really desperate stalker, I could go over there and turn off your TV.
You should team up with Tron and you guys can come over and terrorize me.
No, I wouldn't feel safe being near Tron.
I was in Beaverton like 2 days ago.
No, it's okay. You're an adult.
Yeah, well,
you should come to Beaverton. We go there like every month for geeky karaoke.
I'm not too into karaoke, but
you could sing songs with me.
I'm not much of a singer, but
I'm not either. That's the point of karaoke.
Okay, well, if you hit me up on Skype, or I could add you on Facebook, you know, maybe it would actually be fun to coordinate something like that, depending on what day it is.
You could bring a Think Geek catalog and recite it to me.
I got like several, so
it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should email me, and I will email you a button or a sticker for winning the contest because you got the Forrest Gump thing.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That was acid. Yeah,
I did.
No, he did too.
Oh yeah, after you did the voice, and it's obvious. Yeah. I guess you're.
Now you're just trying to talk shit about random.
Yeah, is your email just like brad@phonelosers.org or something like that?
There's rbcp@phonelosers.org.
Oh, okay.
I think I registered, I set up Phone Losers, phoneshow@cactiradio.com.
Oh, okay.
That's the new email I want to use.
Yeah. So, got any more transcripts there? Or do you want to hear my funny stories of using my special remote this week?
No, we don't want to hear that. You have to compete. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Evil Gold.
Oh, okay, good. You get to play the game show.
Yay.
Okay, wait, I think this one's the same. Hold on.
I
think you fucked up.
Well, no, that one's the second one. I was doing them in different qualities, but that one's translated completely different. That one says, but the said, all right, I'll speak to a student dot locations. So, okay. But anyway, here's the new one. For big prizes, the quote is, can you hear me, Evil Gold?
Yeah.
Okay. Or my cell phone confused. I should have written these down so I know what they are. Someone's just going to type. Okay, here it is.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, that was awful. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that was just bad quality. Okay. Here's one that just says, hello, 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 hello. I'm not going to make you try and figure that out.
It tends to, like, get the word hello. Like,
home. E.T. phone home. But that had music playing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is one that I think I know. Are you guys ready?
See.
And you guys have to buzz in when you think you know the answer. It is, hello, 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 with the handled for you.
This game sucks.
Well, next time I'm going to do better quality of, you know, transmitting it to my Google Voice.
Buzz. I'm thinking the buzzer. I don't know, but it could have something to do with, could have something to do with may the force be with you, maybe? Probably not. I just, you know, something. Yeah, didn't think so.
I'm just guessing what this is, because I really don't know, but I think I remember what this one is. Okay. I'm going to try and say it in the style of the movie. Because I don't know what hello, hello, hello is, but then with the handled for you. With the handled for you!
That didn't help.
And the person saying it is Jack Nicholson.
Can't handle the truth.
That's not Jack Nicholson.
Isn't it?
Oh, can't handle the truth.
Tom Cruise, then?
Was it Jack Nicholson?
I don't know. I never saw the movie.
You can't handle the truth, though. Isn't that the actual line?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Yeah, I guess it is Jack Nicholson. You're right.
This game show sucks.
And it's You Can't Handle the Truth, so I win double. Win sticker and button. I win a button sticker.
Okay. I agree. You totally win. Evil Gold, you're a huge loser.
Loser? Can't see me right now, but I'm holding my hand in front of my forehead in the shape of an L.
To indicate loser?
But still, yes. we're hanging up on you, Random. Sorry.
No!
There. Hi, Evil Gold.
Hi.
Do you want to play? Evil Gold says it's not him in a message, so I'm hanging up because I think you're not really Evil Gold.
The other Evil Gold is fake.
He got scared and hung up. All right.
You should play the hang up noise, anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll quit the game show for now, but I have plenty more in here to do, and I think while we're listening to music, we should listen to a few of these so we can actually know what they are before we try and get people to do them.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
The music we're playing for the entire show today is Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew, which is pirate hip-hop, authentic pirate hip-hop, and it's awesome.
Hooray.
I can tell you're impressed, Lanier. See, listen to this. You see, I'm the real captain of the seven seas. Cause I'm the captain of the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas. I'm the captain of the seven seas. I'm a scurvy bill draft with a horrid team. I'm the captain of the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas. I'm the meanest sea dog that you'll ever see. I'll pluck the booty from your family tree. I'm one of his ladies and I take his orders. Shut up and get me booty, my pirate soldiers. You may look a little salty, but that doesn't make him faulty. You're goddamn right, now avast you, me hearties. He seems a little grimy and he smells like a bum. But don't be mistaken, he loves his rum. He's a real swashbuckler and he follows nobody. If you look at a savage, you're gonna be sorry. I'm the captain of the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas. I'm the captain of the seven seas. I'm a scurvy bill draft with a horrid. I'm the captain of the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas. I'm the meanest sea dog that you'll ever see. I'll pluck the booty from your family tree. I'm gonna get drunk till I find my trunk, buried in the sand where the X is the funk. I'm sailing the ship, as you can see. I'm gonna plunder your booty, so listen to me. I send my mateys to dig for treasure, where X marks the spot, yo, it gives me pleasure. They dig up my booty without a hitch. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum, bitch. I'm the captain of the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas. I'm the captain of the seven seas. I'm a scurvy bill draft with authority. I'm the captain of the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas. I'm the meanest sea dog that you'll ever see. I'll pluck the booty from your family tree. Well, you're on the air now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, hi.
Chris,
it's
just
my first time calling in.
Chris just told us he has to be really, really quiet because his family is listening or asleep or something.
Yeah.
Are you gonna play the game show?
Sure, I guess.
The real Evil Gold said he wanted to play it and or Evie or whatever and was gonna call in. So call in. It has to be a competitive thing. We're not very organized with this yet.
Yeah, I can see that.
Are you calling for a reason other than the game show?
Yeah, just to talk to you.
To talk about your iPhone video things you're doing?
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
I'm actually on my iPod right now.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Chris Hansen.
Who's this?
This is Chris Hansen.
No, it's not. Who are you for real?
This is Chris Hansen.
Okay, who are you, Mr. Virginia person? Who?
This is Evie.
Oh, and Chris Hansen, can you say something? Because I think I'm going to hang up with you. You keep cutting out, Chris Hansen.
This is Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Okay.
It's Brad on to catch a predator.
Not again. Okay. Hi, Evie.
Hi.
Evie's gonna.
And Evil Gold here too. The real Evil Gold.
Yay.
Yeah, this is me. No, it's not the real Evil Gold. And that last guy you called was some asshole named Jared.
Oh yeah, I banned him. I banned him from my Facebook because he was annoying.
He is annoying.
You did add him or you didn't?
I banned him. I let him on for like a day, and he annoyed me, so I banned him.
Yeah, he's a dick.
All right, so, Linear, are you ready to do the show again?
I'm playing?
Or do the game show? Well, no, you don't have to play, because I just...
All right, I thought it was just these two.
Well, we're going to have three. We're going to have Chris Hansen, Chris Ellerback, and Evie and Evil Gold.
Don't say my last name.
Oh, sorry. Hey, wait.
All right, are we on the game?
Yeah, we're all on the show right now.
Okay.
I thought Chris Hansen, we hung up on him because he's cutting out too much.
Well, we'll leave him on anyway.
All right.
Hey, Chris that I can't say your last name, is your dad's name the same as yours? Because I want to call him.
Is my dad's name the same? Yeah. I'll give you his number next time.
Okay, because, you know, you're like wanting to be quiet so you don't wake your parents. I think it is funny to piss them off.
I don't know. He'd get pretty mad if... I don't know. You could get him pretty mad if you wanted to.
All right.
Mad enough to hit you?
Okay, this time we're going to do game show music.
Maybe.
All right. That's enough of that. Okay. Buzz in when you think you know this. I think I've forgotten what these are already.
I might remember.
That's nice of you, Brad.
Okay. Here's the first one. The transcription from Google Voice says, "Yes, hi Roy, this is your wife, so we'll see you soon."
Yeah, I remember what it is. Buzz in when you have it.
It's so easy. It says, "Yes, hi Roy, this is your wife, so we'll see you soon."
It's so obvious, guys.
I can't believe nobody can get this.
I have no clue.
Wait, tell us what movie it's from. Say it in a voice that they say it in.
I don't think I can on this one.
Well, try anyway. I don't care.
Okay.
Try it.
I can't, but I will tell you it's from the movie Back to the Future. And the quote is, "Yes, hi, Roy. This is your wife, so we'll see you soon." And it's kind of one of the more, you know, kind of a well-known quote from the first Back to the Future movie.
I haven't seen that movie for years.
So I guess you're going to lose then.
Oh, man.
Everybody loses.
Does it have something to do with Roy and his wife?
What's that?
Does it have something to do with Roy and his wife?
No. There was no Roy, as far as I know.
Oh.
Okay.
It said it in the transcription. Google's never wrong.
So, yeah. Yes. Hi, Roy. This is your wife, so we'll see you soon. Nobody has the answer?
I don't know.
You guys are going to feel so dumb, because it's so easy.
Okay.
I already do.
Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future!
Did everybody get that?
Yeah.
Barely.
Well, I heard the part where he's going back to the future.
Yeah, next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future. So,
Buzz.
Yes, hi, Roy.
Next Saturday night, we're sending you to the future.
We're sending you back to the future.
Is that the correct answer? Yeah, that's what it said.
That's what you get.
Yay.
Oh, no.
So, you all lose on that one.
I feel so smart.
All right, next one. Hello, this is Very Peace.
Say it in the voice.
I'm not good at voices. Linear, you should do the voice.
Is this... Quick, message me what it is, because I think I know what it is, but...
There's only one other. Okay. I don't know how to
play
spell
some
it.
Jeopardy music while I wait.
You didn't think I'd have that.
All right, so what is the quote again? I'll try to say it in the voice.
Did you get it? I just messaged it to you.
Yeah, I see what the actual quote is, but what's the transcribed quote?
Okay, it is, "Hello, this is Very Peace."
Oh, shit, I don't know if I can do this. I can't do this at all.
Yeah, I don't think I could either.
Yeah, I can't. There's no real way to make it sound
Austrian.
Anything like that.
Austrian accent should be their hint.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Very Peace.
Hello, this is Very... I can't even... This is just going to sound bad.
I don't know.
The person saying it is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is it "I'll Be Back"?
No.
I don't know.
There's only so many quotes from the movies, guys.
There, that's better. Hello, this
Not
is Very Peace.
Got it in the IRC room.
Who did?
Nautix Mania.
Oh.
Too bad I'm not in the IRC because I'm on my stupid iPhone.
Hasta la vista?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. I knew that one too.
Oh, all right! Yeah!
Holy shit. Evie,
I hate you, person that got it.
Evie,
we'll give you bonus points if you can say it in his voice. If you can say the transcribed version in his voice, because apparently me and Brad.
Hasta la vista, baby.
The transcribed version.
Oh, yeah, you have to say "Hello, this is peace."
Hello, this is peace.
It's just there's no way to make it sound right.
Here, I want to. Hello, this is peace, baby.
Yeah, they left off the baby.
Hello, this is peace.
Okay, here, I'm playing it. Maybe.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hello, this is peace, baby.
It doesn't say baby, though.
I just deleted it, or I could tell you what it underlines as it says it. Okay, I thought there was just one more, but it looks like there's two more, and I don't remember what this one is.
Okay.
So there's no way for me to do the voice or say who it is. The next one, the quote is, "Hello, hi, I'm calling from your way."
Oh,
do you remember it, Linear?
I'm going to message you.
"Hello, hi, I'm calling from your way."
"Hello, hi, I'm calling your way."
Oh, I think it might be from... I think it could be from The Matrix.
God, you give too much away. You could have just done the voice.
What's the transcription again?
Hello, hi, I'm calling from your way.
Hello, hi, I'm calling from your way.
But part of it is Morpheus. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, I'm just going to do it because it's impossible.
Is it hello, hi, I'm coming your way?
No. You could hardly even understand it. Did you guys hear it?
I couldn't hear it.
Me.
Do that again.
I know Kung Fu is I'm calling show from.
Me. Oh.
And then your way is show me. This game shows stupid and impossible. Oh, I was going to say earlier, though, Evie and Evil Gold can pick up their prize in person next week because they're going to be live in the studio.
That's right.
They're going to rob me, I think.
Brad, when are you going to invite into your studio?
What's that?
When are you going to invite into your studio?
Everyone's...
And we're gonna install Linux on all your computers.
No, I don't want that.
You'll never be able to podcast.
All right. I don't want that. Okay, there's one last one, and this one's sort of easy. I think someone might get it.
Okay.
This is the last part of the game show for the evening, if everyone's listening is getting sick of this. Okay, the translation says this. Houston, we have a problem.
Is it Houston, we have a problem from Apollo 13?
Chris wins!
That means we're tied! We need to break the tie!
No, too bad.
There's no more.
We all get prizes.
Chris Hansen? You win nothing. You win nothing, and we're hanging up on you. Okay. I hung up on Chris Hansen.
He was stupid anyway.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, it translated that one perfect. It even did punctuation perfectly. So I'm impressed.
Maybe Google has some hope after all.
Is that the only one that got any of it correct?
Yeah, there were a few others that had just small bits of it correct. But next week could be better because I'm going to try and make it better quality recordings.
Okay. Well, next week we have to break the tie.
Yeah, so you have to call in.
Or we could all be winners. Yay.
No, fuck that. Your idea sucks. I'm hanging up on you, Chris. Email me for your prize.
It should be the first live video feed.
The first live what?
Video. We should do video for the game show.
Video. For video game show.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make, like, buzzers that you can push and light up and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think, Linear? You should fly up for it.
Sounds great.
Linear hates all my ideas.
I do.
All right. So, music time. I'm hanging up on you, Evie, and the other guy.
Okay, only if you play the hang-up noise. Jesus.
Then I have to get rid of my game show noises. This software sucks. Okay.
Oh, man.
This is a joke that doesn't make me laugh. You call this a map, but where's the other half? Give me a name, put me on the path. Tell me right now or you'll be feeling my wrath.
It's in the position of the pirate corsair. He's gone to the keys from the port of La Bear. His ship's been wounded and is headed for repair. If you set sail now, you'll catch him unaware.
So we find Corsair and his wounded galleon. Strike your colors so we can board your rapscallion. His flags go down, cause he knows he's outgunned. So on to his ship and we begin with the fun. Give me the map, I scream at Corsair. Put my gun to his nose and wave my hook in the air.
Never, you dog, that's enough with his prank.
So we tie him up in knots and make him walk the plank. Blackbeard's gold is all that we seek. We plunder and we steal from the old and the meek. Dropping fat rhymes every day of the week. We're the only rap crew with buccaneer technique. Before he goes over, a spark lights his eye.
I have the map here, I don't want to die.
I take the map and review it with glee, and then push him overboard out into the sea. We plunder their booty and scuttle the ship. Who wants a galleon that's been beat by a whip? The map was complete, who cares what we did? We set sail for the X
sticks where the treasure is hid. 3 days travel to the mouth of the cave. The sky's all dark and not a single wave. The water's only sailed by the dumb or the brave in pursuit of the riches that we dare to crave. Blackbeard's chest, it was sitting right there, a mountain of gold in the open air. I was just so focused that on what I'd be worth, I didn't notice a rumble rising under the earth. I'm a bill drud, ladies, I'm a serious satyr. I don't need two hands just to rob from my neighbor. Hitting you with rhymes like a nine-tailed cat. We're off to seek a dig where the treasure is at. What the hell is this? A dragon blast. Better call the mateys over here really fast. It went something like this. The dragon was pissed and ate all my sailors in the flick of a wrist. With a metallic...
Okay, say something right now. Real quick. So now you can listen to that on your radio and see how much you suck, and then you won't feel bad because I just hung up on you. You really do sound horrible. Sorry. I assume that was Legend, and I think that was also Chris Hansen. So, sorry, Legend.
I don't need two hands just to rob from my neighbor. Hitting you with rhymes like a nine-tailed cat. We're off to seek a dig where the treasure is at. Hands and them stumps, we scam all you chumps and strand all you grumps. Hook it up. We be amputees on the CMCs. You flee just to flee. Hook it up.
All right. We're on the air again. Hi. Well, I'm going to pick this up and I'm going to regret it. Hi, who are you? Who are you?
I guess Skunkworks is trying to make me call in.
Is this the SoCal Bridge?
I don't have anything interesting to say.
Is this the SoCal Bridge calling us?
Yeah.
Okay, hi SoCal Bridge, bye now. Okay, thanks, bye. hi 9X.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much.
Right on.
You know.
So, we need to figure out something to do for the show.
The show's over.
The show's over?
Well, almost.
Oh, sad. I didn't know that. That makes me sad on the inside.
So, 9X, where are you calling from? I have no idea, based on your handle.
I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, that's pretty weird, actually.
Atlanta. Why is that?
I don't know, because 9X isn't Georgia. It's messing with my head.
Yeah. Well, I just actually moved back here. I was living in California for a while, so.
I see.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know the show was almost over.
Yeah.
I was hoping.
Anything you brought to it is just completely useless at this point.
That makes me. That makes me very sad.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what I'm going to do now.
I mean, we're on the air. You can talk about something if you want. I'll probably just hang up on you, though, midway through it, because I'm a dick.
Hey, you know what? Me too. It's okay. But, okay, so, yeah, has, you know, anybody else went to the Please Rob Me website?
Oh, my God. We were just thinking about talking about that.
You read our minds.
What's that, Linear?
You read our minds.
Yeah. Yeah, what about Please Rob Me? I've been to it many times this week.
I think we lost him.
Before the shit hit the fan. I mean.
Oh, I think you might have cut out. Really. What did you say?
Oh, they should have, you know, thought about that before, you know, the shit hit the fan and everybody, you know, started flipping out about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's getting a lot of media attention this week. It's pleaserobme.com. And are you aware that, like, the PLA forums have been using it to terrorize people?
No, I'm not. That's actually very hilarious.
Yeah, that's why we were going to talk about it, and we're going to play a prank call. So, you know, they use Foursquare, and Foursquare is a service that works alongside Twitter and Facebook, and it's for attention whores who want people to know, like, every little place they go. Like, you know, I'm at the coffee shop now, I'm at the gym now, I'm at Walgreens now, buying medicine. And every day, like, these people use Foursquare, and they just check in every place they go.
Yeah, you know, why would you want people to know? I personally like to have my privacy. I don't want people fucking knowing everything I do, you know?
Yeah, and that's sane and rational. But I guess the thinking behind it, which is you're not supposed to use it like these people use it. You're supposed to be like, hey, we're all at the bar now. Come on out.
Yeah, or it would be cool, like, if you go to a bar and you say, I'm at this bar, and then you see all the other people that are at the bar, and you say, hey, people, I'm on Foursquare, too, and meet people, I guess.
And like, yeah, I mean, which makes some sense, but yeah, I think privacy is probably more important. But that's not really how it's being used. It's just being used to tell mundane and insignificant
and
shit.
The thing I've noticed, besides the people that use Foursquare all have like blogs with domain names and everything because they're so starved for attention, I think. But
I completely agree.
People are putting their home addresses and home coordinates on there, and they're checking in when they go home, and they're putting their work coordinates and addresses and names and stuff on them and checking into work. Like, they just check in nonstop all day until we call them.
Yeah, and you know, it's just like, you know, okay, fine. Like you guys said, maybe if everybody wants to meet up at a bar or something like that, that's fine. But then you get these people that, like you said, constantly update their locations all the time. I don't care if you're driving down the interstate. I don't care if you're at work. I don't really give a shit.
I'm checking into exit 5.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? I don't fucking care. I have more important things to do than fucking worry about where the hell you're at. If I want to know that badly, I'll call you or something.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's the same thing with people that Twitter nonstop all day.
Oh, I know. You sit there and
I'm looking at you, Linear.
Yeah, you know, I try to keep up with my Twitter, but then you got these people that update like 5 times in 30 minutes or even more.
Yeah, I feel bad. I delete those people. You know, even if we're good friends, because I can't keep up with all. Well, now they have lists, so I guess I don't have to delete them anymore.
Yeah, but anyway. You know, and like you said, it's these people that are starved for attention and I guess feel like they, you know, should have this privilege of, you know, being quote unquote famous or whatever.
Yep.
This internet people or anything like that, you know, just maybe they had a bad problem in high school where they weren't popular and they're trying to make up for it now. I don't know.
So what I that's sure why I use it.
But
anyway,
yeah, you know. So me too, you know, me too. I was you know, I had no friends in high school. I still have no friends actually, so never mind.
God, you suck. You should just hang up and shoot yourself in the face.
I tried, but it failed too.
But anyway, what we're getting at here is, okay, what the PLA forums have been doing is we've been, mostly just me and Grishnav, but we've been, you know, people check in, we use pleaserobme.com, and, you know, it shows you up to the minute, up to the second when people are checking in.
But it also shows you the business address and location of where they're checking in.
Yeah, you click on one link and it shows you the business name and phone number. You click on the other link and it shows you the person's name who just made the tweet. So we call up the business and we say, hey, is so-and-so there? Put them on the phone. It's really important. And then we say crazy things to them. So I'm gonna play this one phone call. I don't actually know which one this is. I don't know if this is a guy that got mad or if he was amused, but...
What are the questions?
Let me try and back up on this thing. All right, hold on. I'm refreshing this file.
What are the questions?
Would it be possible to have somebody there paged?
Paged?
Yeah, a customer paged.
One second. Is his name a customer?
His name is David Papp.
David?
Yeah.
So that's the name of the guy that foursquared his location.
His name is David. David? No? David. I think
I hope this is a good one, because some of them are boring. Oh, it looks like he's at a taco place.
Hey, David?
Yes?
Hey, it's Brad.
Brad.
Hey, we found your keys.
Oh, wait, I need to pause it here. I'm quoting a famous movie from the late 80s. That's where my randomness is coming from here.
My keys?
Down at the station.
What station is that?
The station. If you want them, you better come and get them, okay?
No, I'm sorry. Maybe you have the wrong David.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to David Papp. Did I get the wrong one?
No, but what keys do you have?
The car keys.
Okay, what station?
The station one.
I think this
can,
is dragging.
Can you come down and get
them? I'm going to turn it off.
No, I can't actually.
Why not?
I don't know who this is.
It's Brad down at the station.
Brad who?
Gerbil.
Brad what?
Gerbil.
Okay.
Will you be here soon?
No.
Here, I'm going to pause that one because that one drags on and is boring. He doesn't get mad or anything. But I like this lady because I actually tell her what I'm doing.
Sage and Zulak, this is JC.
Hello, I was wondering if it'd be possible to talk to a person that's in there, right? Her name's Carly.
I'm fast-forwarding.
From work.
All right, let me see if I can find her.
Okay,
thanks.
Carly from work.
Hello?
Hey, Carly.
Who is it?
It's Roy. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, sure. Hey,
he checked
listen,
in and
I'm
said
from
it was
the
your
internet,
birthday.
And I'm a stalker, and I've decided to start stalking you, like, via Foursquare.
That's great.
So I'm just going to call you everywhere you go and have you paged and say crazy things to you.
That sounds great.
Do I have your permission?
Wait, who is this, really?
Oh, my name is Roy. I'm from the internet. I live in Oregon.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna stalk you forever now, okay?
All right, sounds good, Roy.
You sure? It's okay with you?
It's almost over.
Yeah, that's great.
That's cool. Maybe I'll fly out someday and meet you.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay with you, too?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't do that then. But happy birthday anyway.
Are you serious? You're really Roy from Oregon? You're not one of my friends telling a joke?
No, I'm not your friend at all. No offense or anything.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll see you at the next place you go.
Okay.
Well, have you...
I think I might stop using force.
Oh, no, don't do that. That's no fun. That ruins...
So, see, I bettered her. You know, she hasn't made a Foursquare post since then.
I guess you're raising awareness then, huh?
Yeah. That's also the funny thing. Like, these people, when they get paged and something crazy is said to them, they always Twitter about it, of course.
Oh, man.
So you get to hear their reaction, kind of, after we've hung up.
You know, I'm going to have to try that now. I'm going to have to start fucking with people.
Everybody should do that. It's so easy. You just go to stalk me, please, or what is it, pleaserobme.com, and start calling the phone numbers that pop up on there. And it's like guaranteed prank call.
That is too great. And you know what? It's even better because it's just some random place that they're at. You know, it's not like calling their cell phone or something. It's just you're calling the business.
Yeah. I called one the other night that was a Walgreens, and I told him I was him from the future, and started telling him not to buy Tylenol, and it was important to our future together or something. I told him I was him from the year 2016.
What did he say?
I think he's the one that got pissed and yelled fuck you at me. He's like, I don't know who the fuck you are, but you need to stop calling me. And there was another guy at a gym.
Technically, you weren't calling, though. I mean, you're calling the business, so.
That's true. Yeah, he should yell at the business. Some guy was doing a workout at a gym, and I had him, like, go into the gym and, you know, pull him off of whatever machine he was on and come to the phone, and I told him his credit card was bad. And he got really pissed off at me. And I started being silly at him, but before that, he completely believed me. He was going to go out to his car and get his credit card for me. So I probably could have got him to tell me his credit card number.
And, you know, people don't understand, you know, how easy it is to, you know, get information like that, you know?
Yep. I plan to raise awareness nonstop.
And having fun while you're doing it.
Yep.
You're an internet hero.
You're my idol. You're my idol.
Thanks. Oh, somebody in the chat room is saying what movie that first one was from that I played. Do either of you know?
What was it again?
We found your keys. If you want them, you better come and get them.
Nope.
1988-ish, I think. J-Jen. Give me the answer. She should know. I'll do the voice, I think. What's he say? Captain Logan, this is Deputy Van Halen down at the station. We found your keys. If you want them, better come and get them.
Wait, is that like from... Oh, God, I want to say Time Cop, but I'm not really sure.
It's a time travel movie.
Oh, man.
Bill and Ted's?
Yeah, that's the one. Oh. Bill and Ted! You win a button linear?
How did I not get that? How did I not get that?
I don't know. Oh. It's because you suck.
Oh, yeah. Kinda. Not really. I'm actually pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's true. I've noticed.
I'm not going to deny it. I'm fantastic.
Well, we're glad you called in and extended our show by 6 minutes. and helped us.
For answering my call.
Yeah, sure. Call in next time and bring up something else that we're about to talk about.
I'll do that. You know, I'm pretty good at reading minds, apparently, so.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. The show's over, isn't it?
I think so.
So, Linear, if you want to hang out, like, you know, for a few hours, I'm not doing anything, and I'm thinking maybe I'm going to prank Foursquare people for a little while on the air. But
I'll hang around for a little bit.
You'll probably just have to go for whatever reason.
And soon I will, but I like to hang out for a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, this is crazy. You're going to purposely do more than an hour.
I know.
I don't get this at all.
I'm really dedicated to the show.
All right. I should play outro music. There's the outro music. Yeah, the new email address I set up is phoneshow@cactiradio.com, and you can visit the new phone show page at cactiradio.com.
/radio/phone show.
Yeah, something like that. Who knows? I don't know.
You're too old and forgetful.
I did too many bad movie voices tonight. Like, extremely bad movie voices. Alright, so, yeah. That's the end of the phone show. Stick around after, you know, another song or two. We're going to get on pleaserobme.com, and we're going to start stalking people, and it's going to be great.
Actually, I'm probably not going to do it with you. I changed my mind.
Fuck you, Linear. Don't even come back next week.
Okay, I won't be here next week for real, though.
Why not?
Because you have guests, and I don't really care to do it with them.
God. Well, I do have your cell number, and I will probably call you next week.
I'm going to change my number. I'm scared now.
Like, I can't get the new one. Yeah, that's the end of the show. Bye, everyone. See you next week with live in studio guest Evie and Evil Gold. And I'm going to call her Evie Gold because it's hilarious. All right, here goes another one. This is Los Angeles. I don't like to call Los Angeles because it's too big.
Thanks for calling Florida Chicago Cafe and Bar. We're now serving curbside service. Speaking of, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I was wondering if I have a friend that's in there right now. I was wondering if I could maybe have them paged.
What's your name?
Her name's Jenna, and she'll be with a guy named Austin.
Jenna?
Yeah, Jenna and Austin.
What's your name?
My name is Roy. Her name's Jenna Arter. That's the one I want to speak with.
One second.
I'm her pimp. So she actually Twittered who she was going to be with. So I have both of their names. And of course she is one of those people that has a personalized domain name, jenarter.com. Oh, and so does this other guy, austinpassy.com. Jen Arter's blog has pictures of her all over it. She's really into herself. This is the Coral Tree Cafe in Los Angeles. It sounded pretty busy. An hour ago, she was at Bally Total Fitness in West Los Angeles.
Hello?
Oh, I was calling for Jenna. Is this Austin?
This is Austin.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, you need to stay the fuck away from her. She's mine. And you need to back the fuck off.
What?
You need to back the fuck off. Jenna is mine.
Who's this?
And I will stop at nothing to get her love.
Who's this?
This is Roy, Gerbil. And
who the hell's that?
I don't think you need to be even out with her. Okay, so you need to stop hanging around with Jenna.
You're a douche.
Why don't you put her on the phone? I didn't ask for you.
Thanks for calling Coral Tree Cafe and Bar. We're now starting curbside. Jennifer speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. You gave me the wrong person. I was calling actually for Jenna, not Austin. Austin doesn't like me.
She says her name's not Jenna. It's Gina.
That's what I said.
Oh, Gina?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
that. And who is this?
This is Roy.
Roy, okay, hold on a second. She actually just left.
She did? Why'd she leave?
I have no idea.
Do you know where she's going next?
No, I don't know.
Because I worked really hard at stalking her, and this just ruins everything.
Sorry, yeah, she just left. I don't know where she went, but she left.
I don't like her with that guy, and I'm going to put a stop to it.
Okay, but yeah, she left.
Can you run after her? Run after her with the phone. Be like, Gina.
The phone is connected to the place, and I have to start closing up the store.
We'll just leave the phone behind and run after her. Run down the street screaming after the taxi like in a movie.
Sorry, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I got work.
There's a big tip in it for you.
Sorry.
Quit being like that.
Sorry?
I said quit being like that, and you should be sorry.
Well, all right, well, I gotta go back to work.
Right.
That piques my interest in Portugal. She when I'm done with men's locker, she shakes me up and down like a
bucket of water. Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, would it be possible to have a friend page that's in there?
Hang on just one second. Could you repeat that?
Oh, would it be possible to have a friend page? He's in there right now.
Have a what?
A friend of mine. He's in there right now. Is trying to get a hold of him.
Who are you looking for?
His name is Wilson Perry.
Oh, you're looking for Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay, it's really loud in the bar. Do you want me to, like, have him call you, or?
Oh, would it be possible just to pass him the phone?
Okay, hang on.
This is going to suck, because I'm going to have to yell.
Hello?
Hey, Wilson.
Yes.
Hey, this is an intervention. You need to stop drinking so much.
Who is this?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. I can sort of hear you okay.
Okay, you need to stop with the drinking. It's out of control. No
who
more,
is this?
No more alcohol for you, Wilson.
I will shut it off, but I can barely hear your voice. Who is this?
Can you ask them to turn the music down?
What is that?
Ask the bar owners to turn the music down.
I can't do that. It's by remote control, and they're both not here right now.
Tell them you're on the phone.
Who is this?
Listen, why are you spending so much time at the bar? What are you doing there? Are you alone?
No, I'm with Tori.
Can I talk to Tori?
Yes. I can't figure out who this is.
This is lame.
Hello?
Tori.
Yes?
Hey, Wilson's been cheating on you. Wilson's cheating on you.
Hold on. What?
Wilson. He is cheating on you.
Who is this?
This is Brad. It's been going on for a long time. Oh, thank God the music stopped. I could barely even hear you.
Brad who?
Gerbil. And Wilson's been cheating on you for months now, and you need to open your eyes and see it. Okay?
Brad, who is this? Brad who?
That's my last name is Who. I was calling to let you know that Wilson's cheating on you.
Who's he cheating on me with?
Your mom. I know it's hard to accept, but it's true.
Who is this?
And you need to confront him about it, okay?
Who is this?
This has gone on long enough, and it's just sad at this point, and you need to do something about it. You need to move on.
I don't honestly know who this is.
Well, it doesn't really matter who I am. It's not like we're friends or anything.
I guess it doesn't.
Yeah, so go confront Wilson. Can you confront him on the phone while I listen?
No, I've already confronted him.
About what?
Him cheating on me with Molly.
Oh, he's cheated on you before?
Yeah.
Well, this time it's your mom, so
that's okay.
You need to confront him again.
I will.
Okay, can you put him back on the phone?
Sure.
This is dumb. I'm not enjoying this at all.
whoever it is wanted to call me.
Oh, that wasn't good. I got hung up on. Damn it. We got to hear part of the confrontation. That was kind of cool.
I like a clean swept field as opposed to a thicket. And I don't need a head in just to know where to stick it. I'm digging for a hole in your back door.